Zondervan presents The Gift of Church, How God Designed the Local Church to Meet Our Needs as Christians by Jim Samra, read by Tom Parks. To Calvary, along with all other churches who are striving to be the amazing gift that God has designed them to be. Acknowledgements. I'm grateful first and foremost to the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank you, Jesus, for giving to us the gift of church. We're sorry for the ways that we've failed to be the church, but we are grateful for your continued presence with us wherever two or three gather in your name. Everything good about this book has come from you. You've guided the entire process from start to finish and have been faithful in every possible way. I would like to express appreciation to those churches who have loved and shaped my family and me. For Northeast Bible Church, Garland, Texas, and Calvary Baptist Church, Grand Rapids, Michigan, respectively, where Lisa and I became Christians as young children and learned to love Jesus. For Fellowship Bible Church, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Grace Covenant Church, Austin, Texas, where we each found the presence of God in the midst of secular college campuses. For Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, Oak Cliff, Texas, and Lake Ridge Bible Church, Mesquite, Texas, where we were ministered to and learned to minister while in seminary. For St. Andrews, Oxford, England, where we learned that even when you cross an ocean, God is present in and through his church. And especially for Calvary Church, Grand Rapids, Michigan, where our entire family has experienced what it means to truly be part of God's church. Each church was the true manifestation of the body of Christ for us. I am incredibly appreciative to the pastoral staff at Calvary Church who willingly interacted with me in this material for many years. It is a distinct pleasure to serve God with you, and the ideas in this book are much better because we're trying to live them out in real life. I'm grateful to the elders and deacons of Calvary Church who have been incredibly supportive and to the entire church family who has loved us unconditionally. I'm daily thankful for my sweet wife who has read this manuscript countless times and is an incredible editor in her own right. More than that, she's my best friend and an amazing co-laborer in ministry. I have the opportunity to put these ideas into practice every day with her as my partner in ministry. And it is a great joy. I'm grateful to my beautiful children for being such an amazing source of joy in my life. I'm also thankful for my parents who first taught me to love the church. I'm grateful to the people at Zondervan who helped make this project a reality. For Stan Gundry and Paul Engel who helped conceive this idea and bring it to fruition. For Ryan Pasder who demonstrated great editorial abilities and was a pleasure to work with. For Chris Fan and his marketing and promotion team for their ideas and support. For Verlin Verbrugge, who provided insightful comments as a preacher and an insightful editor. Finally, I'm grateful to all those who have seen the beauty of the church and daily strive to make it a place of grace, hope, and love in their communities. Thank you for all that you do. Introduction. I recently received an email from a woman describing her church history to me. She'd been in a wide range of churches. Some were judgmental, some internally focused, one rather cold and unwelcoming, another unappreciative of her service, and still another weak theologically. She had visited every church within a 50-mile radius of her home. Unable to find one that she thought was suitable, she wrote to me because she was listening to podcasts of my sermons. In her email, she asked, "Is listening to sermons at home alone enough? Or do I still need to go to church?" I know a couple with three young children. They're typical parents who want their children to excel. The children are involved in dance programs, sports, preschool, playdates, and much more. All this activity doesn't leave much time or energy to be involved in a local church. The parents host a weekly Bible study in their home that provides some teaching and Christian fellowship. The parents are convinced that this is all they and their children need. Are they right? Mason is a successful businessman. He's sure that if he ran his business the way most churches are run, he would be bankrupt within a few weeks. Consequently, he has little time or respect for the church. He and some like-minded businessmen will often invite teachers to come and address their group or just get together for accountability and mutual encouragement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?